take when crawling towards the pillowcase. You tell me where to go, and though I might leave to find it, I'll never let your head hit the bed without my hand behind it. You want love, we'll make it. Swim in a deep sea of blankets. I take all your big plans and break them. This is bound to be wild. Your body's a wonderland. Your body's a wonder. I'll use my hands. Your body's a wonderland.
Welcome. You are listening to Hymn Hunters International on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
This is our HGTV-inspired radio talk show. It's weekly.
It's weekly.
We won't be here next week because of spring break.
No, spring break!
Which segues very well into this week's theme. Lauren, do you want to say what it is?
So this week's theme has a little to do with spring break. Mm-hmm. It has a little to do with that first song we played.
Mm-hmm.
Put those together, and it is spring break bod / what does that mean?
So, just to be clear, we do not endorse. I don't know how to phrase this. Lauren and I do not have the quintessential spring break
spring
bod.
Spring break bods.
I think I can speak for both of us and say that. And we're okay with that.
We're okay with that.
And we're going to talk about body image, spring break, maybe play some music, talk about some feels that we're feeling.
Yeah.
You have feels you're feeling?
I have some feels,
I have some feels, too.
Yeah.
Cool.
So hopefully it's a good show. We'll see how it goes.
This is one of our more serious themes, in a way.
This is one of our more
serious themes. It sounds like a joke, you know, like spring break bod. But like, we have some serious feels to feel about this. It's not like spooky or...
No.
What was one of our... Another one? Like chic?
Can't believe it's not butter.
Can't believe it's not butter. That was such a good one.
That was a good one.
So yeah.
Ben, give me two tips for our listeners about how to have body confidence. What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah.
Ooh. Body, you know, body confidence is not my best skill.
Yeah.
I think like gay male body culture can be really toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Something I do. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I like the way I look in leggings.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So sometimes, or like this one pair of jeans.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes you gotta find like one pair of pants or something that makes you feel good.
Right.
I have this one pair of H&M women's jeggings that I love and they cost $9.99 and I don't know why I didn't buy three pairs. What else?
So tip one, find that pair.
Find that hug your body. It doesn't even have to hug your body. Mm-hmm. Just find that piece of clothing that makes you feel good.
Yeah.
You know? I feel like I have a couple pieces of clothing that, like, when I wear this, I'm like, I like the way I look today.
Yeah.
And also, just remember, I don't know. Lauren, I'm bad at this question. What do you do?
I feel like I'm very not qualified to
give me neither. Like, I don't know.
I would say, one is definitely wearing clothes that make you feel good. And I guess my number two tip would be, like, not to let the haters bring you down. Like, don't listen to what other people say.
Mm.
Like, people will always tell you that your bod is, you know, like, not good enough or not whatever. But, you know, if you're healthy and, like, feeling good, like, there's nothing wrong with it.
I find humor works for me sometimes. So, like, for instance, like, anyone who knows what I look like knows that my arms are like noodles, like they're like limp noodles. Like, I have, like, look, Lauren, look how little muscles I have. Mm-hmm. I have so few muscles. And I think, like, I kind of feel about that as, like, it's kind of funny how weak I am. Like, I can't open things and carry things. Mm-hmm. And, like, probably at some point it will get not good when, like, I need to move myself into, and I'm a real person and I, like, literally won't be able to physically do it.
Like, but, like,
I think sometimes it's fun to joke about it. And, like, that definitely does not work for everyone.
Yeah.
But for me and, like, my positionality, I think that does work because it's just, like, funny. Like, the thought of me having a six pack is, like, literally, like, see, Lauren laughs because it's funny. Like, it would never happen. Like, six pack is a social construct.
Bikini body is a social construct. It's all a social construct.
Everything's a
You know what else makes me feel good about my bod is when I, like, exercise.
Mm,
like,
really?
Even though I'm, like, really not good at exercising and I, like, can barely, like,
what
walk
is even
a couple
good
feet,
at exercising?
So
mean?
True. But just, like, using my body, like, makes me feel, like, really strong, even if what I'm doing is kind of lame. Does that make sense?
So that's interesting because it's a little different for me. So I rarely exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of the reason I don't exercise a lot is because I feel really bad at it. Like, mm-hmm. like when I go to the gym here at Tufts University.
The gym here is scary.
I get so scared because all these, like, big boys... You know, like, all these, like, large men.
Large men, you're
big
right.
Boys. Oh, God.
Who drink milk and DeWitt.
Yeah, they drink so much milk and DeWitt. They all know what they're doing, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And, like, when I run, I always, like, I'm, like, I'm pathetic. Like, I can't run a mile.
Yeah.
But something that does make me feel good is hiking.
Yeah.
I can, like, I love hiking. And that's, like, for me, a way to use my body that makes me feel good about myself.
Yeah.
But I don't hike a lot because... I live in the Medford Somerville area.
Yeah,
the Fells are nice.
I heard the Fells are nice as well.
I've never been there.
Shout out to Amy who says she's listening.
Hey, Amy.
But Amy is gonna get a car in April, and we are going to drive to the Fells and hike. And I'm very excited. Amy's gonna get a car. It's her family car, and she is gonna take it for a month so we can have it, like, at the
Where's
end of school.
Where's she gonna
to
park it?
Move out. She will either park it at, like, a friend's house or, like, buy an apartment.
My God, Amy. Let's go to Trader Joe's.
Yes, right? Every week. We're doing a Trader Joe's trip.
Oh, my God.
Every week.
Literally, like,
so
I feel
exciting.
Like... You know, I feel like if you bought a car and went to Trader Joe's, you'd save money if you didn't just walk to Whole Foods.
Right?
I don't know if that's how that works, but I feel like maybe.
In theory. Okay, one thing I do have an issue with, I take issue with Tufts, is the fact that you can't get, like, fresh produce on campus. Like, it's so limited.
Yeah.
And in order to get, like, really good fresh produce, like, you've got to go somewhere else. And in order to go somewhere else and, like, buy a large quantity of groceries, you kind of need to have a car or be able to take an Uber.
So, yeah.
Like, not everyone has the availability to do that. And I think that is a little
Wesleyan has, like, I visited Wesleyan in November of my freshman year, and they have this little, like, market.
Yeah.
Where on campus, and maybe that's because they're so isolated, but they sell, beyond the kombucha, which they do sell there, they also sell, like, produce and health, like, it's like a health food store kind of, and they sell, like, really good snacks, and they sell fruit and vegetables and stuff like that.
So
but
important.
It's also the I think a big thing about it too is, like, if you go to the Commons here, that's hella expensive.
It's expensive,
and
like, the snack section is, like, goldfish and cookies, like, they don't
and
have,
they're
like,
overpriced
healthy
snacks. Anyways. But this Wesleyan one was very reasonable, and, like, I was like, wow, this is cool at Wesleyan, thank you.
So Tufts, if you're listening, I was hoping like when they renovated the Commons, they would have a little bit more of like a produce section.
I agree. And it's totally doable. And they do sell strawberries, and the strawberries are like $7.
Yeah. Yeah. They can do better.
I agree.
Is what I'm thinking. So anyway, a little rant. Tangential
should
rant.
Should we play a song?
Let's play a song. I actually have a song.
Oh, you have a song queued up?
So this is a song that's caused a little bit of controversy among my circle. some like it, some don't. The lyrics, I think, we actually could probably analyze these lyrics because I think there's a lot being said.
Really?
So I guess with that...
Wait, are you going to introduce the song?
Should I tell
you? Yeah, tell us what it is.
So this song is called Work From Home featuring Ty Dolla Sign by Fifth Harmony.
Can you say Ty Dolla Sign again?
Ty, it's D-O-L-L-A. So I'm pronouncing
Wait, so his name
it,
is?
What? Ty, T-Y, space D-O-L-L-A, Dolla.
Oh,
and
I
then
just thought there
sign.
Was a dollar sign
no!
and you're pronouncing a Dolla Sign.
No!
I was like, what, Laura, you sound silly.
No.
Wait, that is so
that's
funny.
That's actually his name, Ty Dolla Sign.
I need to Google this person while we play this
so
song.
So, I'm... Ben, do you want to just talk for a quick second while I look up the lyrics?
Yeah, because
I
sure.
didn't do this
so, one. Lauren has to look up the lyrics because we keep our show clean.
We do.
Not because we want to, if we're being honest. not because we want to.
Right.
Things are happening today in the world. Obama picked a white man for the Supreme Court nomination.
Yes.
Apparently, this Merrick dude is very strategic. He is 63, which is pretty old.
He's old.
But apparently, this is one that they think he can get nominated because Republicans
right.
like him
he
too.
Doesn't seem like bipartisan.
I was hoping he'd pick some of the other people who were like, who were leaked on that shortlist because they would bring some more diversity to the court. And like in important ways too, like also in judicial ways, like he was picking different types of judges that on the shortlist who also like don't tend to be on the court. He was picking people who didn't graduate from Harvard Law School or Yale Law School.
What?
Wild, right? But yeah.
Okay.
Are we good?
I think we're good to go. So
I like when you I like when we do that thing where I'm just like Lauren talk for a little bit or you're like Ben talk for a little bit.
you know, it's like that's part of like the co-hosts like our back and forth, you know.
Agreed.
Okay, this is Work From Home by Fifth Harmony.
I worry about nothing. I'm sitting pretty impatient, but I know you gotta put in them hours. I'ma make it harder. I'm sending pick up to picture. I'ma get you fired. I know you're always on that night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need but you gotta put in work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. And my body do the work, 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 work. We can work from home, oh, oh. We can work from home, oh, oh. Let's put it in a motion. I'ma give you a promotion. I'll make it feel like a vacay. Turn the bed into an ocean. We don't need nobody. I just need your body. Nothing but sheets in between us. Ain't no getting off early. I know you're always on that night shift, but I can't stand these nights alone. And I don't need no explanation, 'cause baby you gotta put in work, 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 work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. And my body do the work, 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 work. We can work from home, oh, oh, oh. We can work from home, oh, oh, oh.
for me. Take it to the ground, pick it up for me. Look back at it all, I'm for me. Put in work like my time, she ride it like a 63. I'ma buy a new Celine. Let her ride in the forest with me. Ooh, she the babe, I'm her boo. And she down to break the rules. Ride it down, she gon' go. I'm gon' choose, she finesse. I fight for, she take that. Put in overtime on your body.
So that was Work From Home. Ben, thoughts?
Well, like, TBH, Lauren and I got in an interesting discussion during the while the song was playing, so I wasn't listening to it really that closely. But work. No, that's a different song.
Hold on, let me find
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Lauren, walk us through some of the lyrics.
Right, let me walk you through some of the lyrics. You don't gotta go to work, but you gotta put in the work. Question,
right, to be clear, is right, work spelled with an E or an O?
It's an O.
Okay.
This is on AZ Lyrics, so I'm not sure that it's 100% accurate, but like that's how AZ Lyrics spells it. You don't gotta go to work, let my body do the work. I just feel like they're saying a lot there.
What work does my body do? Like sleep and eat?
I guess this goes back into
walk
our like
slowly upstairs.
Like what makes a good bod? Like what makes your body work? I don't know.
Lauren, what makes your body work?
I don't know. I feel weird answering that question. But in the music video, they're like on a construction site.
Interesting.
So they're putting in the work. I kind of see the song about relationships. Like you gotta put in the work, you know? And if you want a good bod, you got to put in the work.
Yeah. That is very interesting.
Yeah.
I know not enough about this song.
That's fair. And we didn't really listen to it. But I think, so Fifth Harmony, I'm only a recent fan. I heard the song about a week ago.
I like that song, Worth It.
Worth It, that's another one
we
of their
played
songs.
That
yeah,
one last semester.
I think we did play it, yeah.
And we talked about it. Because one time I saw these two moms in strollers with their children playing Worth It from their phone.
Wow.
And the little girls were singing like, give it to me, I'm worth it. And I'm like, oh no.
Oh dear. But Fifth Harmony is actually like a very cool
Simon Cowell creation.
Simon Cowell creation.
TM.
I think they're a pretty cool band. And I've been enjoying that song. Amy doesn't like the lyrics. She thinks that that it's dumb. But I think that they're saying a lot by saying very little.
Do you want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
So yesterday at The Observer, which is this magazine I'm on, we were laying out and someone played Past Lives by Borns. And I was like, what is this song? Like, it kind of sounds like Lord. Like, where do I know it from?
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's a dude. I know it's a dude. How do I know this? And then someone played, I'm like, oh my God, we played this on my radio show last week. I completely forgot it.
That's so funny.
Wait, is Morgan listening? She just
texted
me.
Did they hear it on the radio show or was it just a coincidence? It was also on Girls, so they could have heard it on Girls.
I don't know. I don't think they got it from Him Hunters International.
That's a true bummer. But whatever.
Yeah. Wait, what was I going to say?
Ben, do you want to tell us a spring break story?
Oh, you want to hear a spring break story?
Yeah,
okay.
Hear a spring break
story. So, I'm going to sit up for this.
Okay, sit up for this.
I'm like lounging.
You're literally like laying across two chairs.
I'm tired. Okay, so my high school, very bougie, very fancy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a private high school in New York City. And a lot of people on spring break, their senior year, go to Paradise Island and they call it PI.
Mm-hmm.
So, all these seniors go to PI in the Bahamas, stay in this hotel and get drunk for a week. I didn't go, both because I wouldn't be allowed to and I didn't have friends to go to and I didn't want to. That's mm-hmm. I couldn't say both because that was three reasons. Anyways, and everyone does what they call the Piet, uh-huh. the PI diet.
Oh, goodness.
So okay. starting winter break,
yeah.
girls and boys are all dieting.
Wow.
To get their hashtag PI bod.
Right.
And that's interesting because... it's messed up. Mm-hmm. But, like, the boys, their diet is going to the gym because mm-hmm. they want to get, like, abs and stuff. And yeah. the girls, they just don't eat a lot of food.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, wild. And then all they do is, like, take pictures of themselves in bikinis, mm-hmm. like, dancing on bars, and then post them on Facebook. And I'm like, am I supposed to have FOMO? Because, like, I don't. But, like, also, like, Piet culture was such a thing at my school.
Piet culture?
Yeah,
wow.
Like, I'd be at lunch and I'd see like so few people in my year like eating a lot of food.
Oh my God.
And like, it was really wild.
So I take it you didn't pie it.
I didn't pie it. I didn't go to PI.
Yeah.
I went and visited my little cousins.
That sounds great.
It was really fun.
Wow. New York City private school culture sounds like something else.
It sounds like if you want to raise a nice child, don't send them to New York City private schools. I include myself in that. Yeah, I'm a jerk.
I don't really have a lot of like spring break stories.
What are you doing for spring break, Lauren?
I'm going to Montreal for spring break this year.
Oh, right.
I went last year as well. It's that super fun.
Very fun.
It's very French. Practice my Francais a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, yeah. You're parlez-vous de Francais and stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Bon.
So
I spent a lot of time in France this summer on my abroad program. I speak so little French. Did we play Willow? Yeah, we played Wait a Minute by Willow.
No, I don't think we did.
We didn't?
I'm almost positive we have not.
Okay, this is not about bodies, though.
Okay.
We can make it about bodies.
I think
bodies.
We can make anything about anything.
It's a really good song.
Okay, should we do it?
I love this song. Yeah, I'm on aux one.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, this is Wait a Minute by Willow, who is okay. Willow Smith. She's 15. Remember that when you're listening to the song. 15.
I can't believe she's 15. That's crazy. What were you doing when you were 15, Ben?
Homework, watching Castle on Netflix, which was very
Castle!
New. I loved Castle.
I actually still watch Castle.
And then I discovered that the person who, it's always the first person
that they interview
yes. is the killer.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's a little predictable.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, okay, ready? Wait a minute. Here we go.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Oh, sometimes we'll get by. Some people like that hurt. Some just rather say goodbye. Bye. Hold on, wait a minute. Feel my heart's intention.
Love that.
Right?
That was
She's
so good.
15, Lauren. We need to like get our lives
together. It just
together.
Sounded so different. Like we were just talking about this from Whip My Hair Back and Forth. Like, yeah. What an evolution. It's incredible. She's great.
True.
What a talented family.
True.
Did you see Will Smith's new movie, Concussion?
No. Was it good? You
no,
saw
I haven't
it?
Seen it?
I heard it's good.
I heard it's good too. Very interesting.
What a profound. Wait, let's recap the conversation. You see Will Smith's new movie? No. Concussion? Yeah. Hurts good. Me too. Interesting.
Interesting.
We have so much to say about that.
A lot to say about this. I actually think the topic of like high school football is very interesting. And some people are saying like...
Was it high school or was it college or professional? I thought it was NFL.
It might have been NFL.
But talk about why you think high school football is interesting.
But what I think is interesting is because a lot of young people are suffering injuries from... football, and there are some people that think that high school football will be obsolete in a matter of years because of the injuries that students sustain.
Yeah, this is about former NFL players.
NFL,
but
right.
That's
but I still
true.
Think high school football.
Yeah, I think so too.
But then on the other hand, like football does offer the opportunity to like get scholarships to college and that kind of thing. And so
yeah.
it's that interesting.
But then also you look at the way a lot of these colleges treat their football players
yeah.
and they don't even actually have like, well, first of all, I think that like if you're playing for a Division I school for football, you should be paid. But mm-hmm. Also and have like medical insurance and stuff.
Yeah.
But also I feel like a lot of these football players don't even really have like get an education in the
yeah.
sense because like they're not allowed to focus on their studies
no,
at all.
No, definitely not. Yeah,
it's really interesting.
It is the whole athletic culture in colleges I find to be very interesting. I have some friends who go to like bigger schools like University of Oregon, for example, and like when they see one of their football
it's like
players,
celebrities.
It's like a celebrity. They live in like special houses. They drive like nice cars. Like
all we have is like the athlete section of DeWitt.
Which, the long table.
Which I like complain about.
Yep. Anyway, wow. Okay, so that was great. Should we do some recommended reads? We're about halfway through the show right
oh
now.
Oh my, we're already halfway through.
I know. Time flies.
Yeah, you give me some. Maybe I'll have one or two. I have read some really interesting things this week. I just don't remember what they were.
Okay. So my first recommended read is from the New York Times. And it's from yesterday. And this is actually a recommendation from my roommate who
hey,
showed
Amy.
Me this article. Shout out to Amy. And it's called A King in His Castle, How Donald Trump Lives from His Longtime Butler. And it's basically like it's a... portrait of Donald Trump told through his butler. And it talks about like his mansion in Florida with 118 bedrooms, how he likes his steak cooked, what it means when he's wearing a red cap versus a white cap. And it's actually a very interesting look at this very controversial and powerful man. And I kind of think that like it might have been the purpose of the article is to give Donald Trump's more human dimensions, but it just makes him a little more strange to me. It's a very weird profile. Donald Trump is an interesting man.
Did you know that when Donald was campaigning in Iowa, he'd fly home every night?
Every night?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Every night.
Doesn't surprise me. And then my second article is from Mother Jones, and it's called Trump versus GOP, The Moment of Reckoning Has Arrived. And it's just, if it's talking about, like, if Trump gets the Republican nomination, like, what people in the GOP party will do and how having Trump as a potential nominee could change the Republican Party and next election cycle could look completely different than what it looks like now, which I think is very interesting.
I have a couple now. Yeah, also,
those are my recommended reads for the week.
One is called The Mental and Academic Costs of Campus Activism. Mm-hmm. And it's talking about like what it's like to be a campus activist and kind of the toll that can take. Mm-hmm. Which is really interesting.
On those who are
activists? On those who are campus. Like, mm-hmm. like the toll that being an activist on campus can have. Mm-hmm. It's from the Chronicle of Higher Education. And then another story I have is on this new website I'm really into. Well, it's not new. I mean, to me, it's new. It's called Fusion. Mm-hmm. And they've been putting out a lot of really, really interesting stuff that you would love, Lauren. Mm-hmm. And this one's called The Story of How a Snack Food Got DJ Khaled in Trouble with Fans.
Wow.
And it's about DJ Khaled as a Palestinian man, mm-hmm. Being sponsored by Sabra, which is an Israeli hummus company. Mm-hmm. It's very interesting. They talk a lot about this Kurdish person who made a diss track about DJ Khaled, which is interesting because the diss is coming not from a former a fellow Palestinian, but someone who isn't Palestinian, right. Kind of telling a Palestinian DJ Khaled how he needs to like do his Palestinian activism. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. And like there's just fun articles on this that are really interesting related to pop culture. One of my recommended reads is just like scrolling through honestly fusion.net. Yeah,
that's cool.
It's really, really interesting. And I think they like give a platform to a lot of voices. Mm-hmm. We don't see a lot. Oh, and y'all can check out my article coming out in The Observer Monday after spring break.
Wow.
It's me, Morgan. I'm just such like a self-promotion person. It's me, Morgan, and Carissa, and we had a conversation about Kim Kardashian's nude selfie, mm-hmm. and the racial class implications of it, and also like on radicalness. It's interesting.
I'm excited. Yeah. I will definitely be checking
I'll
that
give
out.
You a sneak peek,
I'll pick up a copy.
You'll pick up a copy.
Before they run out. Don't worry. I'll get there first.
Because they really run out.
They go fast.
Should we play that song that we were going to play?
Yeah, let's play that song we're going to play.
Do you have it?
Or I do have
okay.
it. Okay. So we are going to play Pretty Hurts by Beyonce. This has a lot to do, I think, with body image and pop culture and social constructs. So it doesn't everything. So please enjoy, and we will discuss after.
Your hair, fix your teeth, what you wear is all that needs a surgery.
When you're alone all by yourself and you lying in your bed, reflection stares right into you. Are you happy with yourself? You stripped away the masquerade. The illusion has been shed. Are you happy with yourself? Are you happy with yourself?
Sorry, that's me, maybe.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Wait, is this the right mic? I don't even know. Yeah. Guys, I think the best part of this show happens when y'all are listening to songs and Lauren and I just like go off on things. Anyways.
So I love that song. That's a good one. Beyonce is amazing. Like you said, I'm really bummed we sort of missed our window of opportunity to really delve into Formation. Yeah. But that was quite a big thing. She is iconic.
Perfection is a disease of a nation.
Is that a lyric from the...
Yeah. That's such a good line. Like, people... I don't know. That's so interesting. Like, I don't really have a fully formed thoughts on that. Mm-hmm. But...
So, read it again.
Perfection is a disease of a nation. Yeah. We shine light on whatever's worst. Perfection is the disease of a nation. It's just interesting. But then she says, so, okay. And sorry, these lines are just so interesting. Like, blonde hair, flat chest, mm-hmm. TV says bigger is better. South Beach, sugar-free. Vogue says thinner is better. Yeah. Like, that's so important. Yeah. Like, the South Beach diet, sugar-free foods, the like diet industrial complex.
Dieting is like very interesting, especially when you look at it from like a cultural perspective, and like all these like eating fads, like gluten-free, vegan, dairy-free, like all those things. And it's interesting to like think about them in terms of like disordered eating, mm-hmm. And like disordered perceptions of food.
That was like, yeah, the article I recommended about when clean eating, yeah, becomes an eating disorder.
Yeah.
And then there's this other line in the bridge that says, ain't got no doctor or pill that can take the pain away, the pain inside, and no one frees you from, nobody frees you from your body. It's mm-hmm. the soul. It's the soul that needs the surgery. And then she says, it's my soul that needs surgery.
Wow. Beyonce.
Yeah.
That's some deep stuff to think about. Yeah.
And I think what she's saying is, like, at first I made this joke and I was like, you know what? Like, pretty doesn't hurt. Ugly hurts, you know? I'm yeah. like, I was kidding. But I think what she's saying is that, like, trying to be pretty hurts.
Yeah. Like, trying to be perfect or pretty or, like, whatever.
Yeah.
Social people say that you should be.
It hurts for people who are pretty and who aren't pretty. Like, yeah, it hurts everyone.
Yeah.
And I think that's like, interesting too.
There are times when everyone feels not pretty.
Yeah,
even
I agree.
If you objectively are pretty.
Like recent, like, and like, yeah, even hot people have hard times
even
too.
Even hot
in
people
life.
Struggle. That's something we know very well.
Shut up. But I think it's also really interesting when something that's like really perpetuated by society mm-hmm. hurts both the person who benefit from it and the people who don't. Mm. Like these beauty standards, yeah, and they hurt really differently, yeah, and that's an important distinction to make. Like the hurt of not being like a blonde, skinny, white woman, yeah, with blue eyes who has this like perfect body, right? Well, yeah, like what does perfect mean, right? Like this idea of a perfect body, it hurts that woman also in a very different way than it hurts the people who don't look like her. But I think, yeah, and I think there's a lot of things, like I'm trying to think of other examples and they're not coming to me, but I'm sure there's other things that we can think of that also hurt the person who they supposedly benefit. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Wow. I feel like
today's a day.
That song made me think a lot more than I thought. That
yeah.
It would make me think.
Should you do a PSA and I'll think of another song
yeah,
to play?
Yeah, I'm going to do a PSA. So this is Don't Drink and Drive. If you're
yeah,
under the
yeah, do not drink and drive.
Of anything. Never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This has been a public service message
from
WFO.
That's the whole. That's the whole PSA.
That's it. That's the PSA. Just don't
really
do it.
I really don't understand. You know what I don't understand
what?
Either? Okay. And like, maybe this is, I have a lot of friends who drive high.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't think that's safe. Sorry.
It's definitely, I mean.
Like, people are like, it's safer than like drinking and driving. And I'm like, I don't know how to quantify that.
When you're under the influence that impairs your, of anything that impairs your ability to like your reaction time, like your sight, like your mental state, like any of that, like it's just, it's dangerous, you know?
Yeah.
And you also just like never know when a situation could escalate to the point where you feel overwhelmed and like can't react how you would if you were sober.
I agree.
So don't do it.
Yeah, we're like moms right now.
We're mom. I'm your mom telling you not to do it.
Should we should we play Beautiful by Christina Aguilera?
Yes, we should. Yes, we should.
Don't drink and drive. You are beautiful.
You are beautiful.
This is also funny because Lauren and I... Am I still on the microphone?
You are still on the microphone.
Oh, because Lauren and I just had a conversation about like the ways in which our friends try to like make us feel better. So for instance, like if I'm feeling down about myself, my friends would be like, no, like you're so hot, or like you look great today. Mm-hmm. And we were saying how like that's interesting because like obviously it's trying to help, but like is that really what you want to hear in the moment? And like, what is that even? That's still kind of just like, if I'm, for instance, like if there's a boy I like and I don't think like he thinks I'm cute or whatever, and my friend's like, no, you're so cute, it's like, one, that doesn't help. I don't know. And then two, like, I'm not going to believe that. And then three, it's like, that's still just like talking about, I don't know. I'm not really making sense.
No, I think what we were saying is, it almost like makes like what you're feeling invalid. It's like, oh no, don't worry, you're hot.
Yeah, or like you look so cute today. Yeah. Like, it feels so fake. I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's listen to Christina and feel the feels.
Let's think about
we
it.
We have so many feels.
We're having a lot of feels today. Okay, Ben, here we go.
Every day.
I love that song.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you, Christina. Ex-Tina.
Ex-Tina.
We love you. What do you think of her? Okay, first of all, what do you think of her as a judge? What show is she on, The Voice?
TBH, I don't watch it.
I don't watch it either.
Ew, I just kissed the microphone. That was the most action I'll get in a very long time.
Okay. Wow.
This is one of our weirder shows.
One of our weirder shows.
I think Lauren and I need spring break.
I think we're both in a little bit of a weird mood. It's been a stressful week.
Yeah, it's been a stressful week for sure. Oh, she hit me yawn, everybody.
Wow, this is some great radio right now.
I know. I'm sure no one's calling us this week. Being like, I love your show.
It's okay. We make it what we can.
Should we play another song?
More upbeat. Yes, let's play another song.
What song should we play?
When you're not feeling super confident about yourself, what song do you listen to?
Confident by Demi Lovato. No, I'm kidding.
That's actually would be a good one, though.
I'm looking at my saved ones.
Okay.
You know what would be nice for right now? Some Sylvan Esso.
Yes, let's do it.
Do you know Hey Mommy?
I don't.
When I'm not feeling confident, I call my mom. Not true. But that it's a good transition for Hey Mommy.
It's a good transition. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, this is Hey Mommy by Sylvan Esso.
Okay, here we go.
She floats along as she goes. She owns the eyes as she flies right through the sound, moving her body all around town. Hey, mommy, hey, mommy, I know what you want. I know what you want. I know what you want. Sooner or later, the dudes at bodegas will hold their lips and own this shit. Coming to terms on a shivery tip. But I'm here, she don't know the gravity she holds as she pulls on the eyeballs of all the kids standing tall.
Really like that song. That's a good make you feel good song.
I agree. Isn't that a nice one?
Yeah, it's a nice one. Sometimes when you're just like not feeling so hot, you just need to listen to those like make you feel better songs. Yeah. You know what song makes me feel better?
So let's play it.
Let's play it. It's No One by Alicia Keys. Because I just...
I got it.
There's like something about someone's saying over and over again, it's going to be all right, that makes everything all right.
Should I play it?
Yeah, let's play it. Okay, here we go. Love that song.
Me too. Should we do our station ID?
Let's do our station ID.
Wish everyone ID. Well and then sign off with another song.
This is Hymn Hunters International and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm Ben.
I'm Lauren. We don't really do our names.
We don't.
We should.
So today I'm feeling like a lost boy, so I'm going to play Lost Boy by Troye Sivan.
Oh, God.
What are you thinking?
No, that's what I was thinking.
Did we play that song
already? No, I don't think we played this song.
Oh, do you care? Oh, it's explicit.
Ooh.
Troy. Okay, I'm going to play a different song called Don't Want to Be Your Girl by Wet.
Oh, I really like that.
It's really beautiful.
Really like that song.
Goodbye, okay. Everybody.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening.
Have a lovely spring break.
This has been a music-heavy show.
It has been, but I think we need that sometimes.
We do. Okay, here we go.